Observers have warned that the 900,000 Cambodians returning from Thailand could face severe economic difficulties if the government fails to respond in time. Development policy analyst Sek Sochayat told the Cambodia Daily that while the Ministry of Labor has announced hundreds of thousands of available jobs, these opportunities may not meet the needs of Cambodians returning from Thailand. Sek Sochayat explained that most available jobs are concentrated in urban areas, whereas many returning migrants reside in rural provinces far from employment hubs, particularly Phnom Penh. This geographic mismatch creates additional challenges for them in finding suitable work. He also noted that the skills acquired by Cambodians in Thailand may not align with the labor demands in Cambodia, and wages offered may not be sufficient to sustain livelihoods. The analyst recommended that the government collaborate with civil society organizations to assess the specific needs of returning Cambodians promptly. Proposed measures include facilitating employment matching for those with mismatched skills, promoting agricultural work, and providing debt relief for families unable to earn income immediately. On October 7, 2025, 18 civil society organizations issued a joint statement highlighting that the return of 900,000 Cambodians from Thailand poses a significant challenge requiring coordinated action from the government, the private sector, and civil society to ensure a reasonable standard of living for returnees. The NGOs urged the government to expand social protection measures for migrant families, encourage the private sector to hire returning workers, provide rapid skills training, deliver short-term financial support, and ensure health assistance for returnees. They also recommended temporarily suspending family debt obligations for households with returning members and improving legal documentation processes to reduce irregular migration in the future. The report noted that a survey of over 700 returning migrant workers across 7 provinces in August found that most returnees went back to rural home areas and had urgent needs for food and employment. The Ministry of Labor and Vocational Training reported on August 2, 2025, that at least 190,000 job openings were available nationwide, but the majority were in industry and services, with very few opportunities in construction and other sectors.